One of the greatest indications for the need of revival in our churches today is the lack of interest, concern, and involvement in foreign missions. An artist was asked to paint a picture of a decaying church, and to the surprise of everyone, instead of painting a tottering old building, he portrayed a beautiful, modern building. And through the open portals could be seen a richly carved pulpit, a magnificent organ, and beautiful stained glass windows. In the vestibule there was a large offering plate for the gifts of the fashionable worshippers, but that is where the artist's idea of a decaying church became very obvious. Next to this plate hung a small coin box bearing an inscription that read, "For Foreign Missions." And over the slot, through which contributions could be dropped, he had painted a huge cobweb. These are days of urgent needs. If Christ returned and the world ended today, millions of souls would be plunged directly into a lost eternity. Despite this, many churches and individuals are unconcerned and uninvolved. And what lies closest to the heart of God is often ignored or disdained by his people. In Isaiah chapter 49, God explains to the nation of Israel that he set them for a light to the Gentiles, that they would bring salvation to the ends of the earth. God didn't bless Israel because of who they were or because of what they had done. It was never God's intention to bless Israel for their benefit only. God blessed Israel for the sake of the Gentiles. He showered them with gifts. He poured out his blessings upon them for the sake of the Gentiles. He sent them the Messiah, not for their sake only, but for the sake of the Gentiles. And then God sent his Son to die for the sins of the world, the whole world. And sometimes we have a tendency to forget that. Like the nation of Israel, we have become a people so consumed with our privileges that we have neglected our responsibility to be a light to a lost and dark world. My name is Morris Hull, and you have been listening to Character Focus from Home Life Ministries. For more information, visit us online at www.hlm.org.